Well, the leading cause of hearing loss across the world, based on what we know of hearing loss, number one is ear infections. And there are also various other causes which contribute to it. It includes hearing loss, which can occur at the time of birth or before birth. There is also the age-related hearing loss, which is a very important cause, and it is estimated that nearly a third of the population who are above 65 years of age live with hearing loss. Noise is another very important cause of hearing loss, as is use of ototoxic medications, which still continues in many parts of the world.
Also, the information that you all found indicated that there's a gap between the need and services, and it's very great in sub-Saharan Africa. So what is being done now in sub-Saharan Africa, and what needs to be done to prevent hearing loss?
So what we need are to have strategies which address prevention of hearing loss through simple measures such as immunization, improved maternal and child health, as well as reduction of exposure to noise, good ear care habits so that which will reduce the prevalence of ear infections. And what WHO is trying to do is to provide technical support and guidance to member states so that they can develop their plans and programs for prevention, as well as for identification, early identification of children who have hearing loss or who have ear problems, such as discharging ear, and provide them with suitable services. So WHO's response to this is to provide technical support to these countries, as well as to develop technical guidance in the form of toolkit so that this can be facilitated in the countries.
How important is it for governments and partners to invest in hearing care?
Considering that hearing forms the basis of our communication, it is important certainly for education and in many instances also for livelihood. So investing in hearing health is certainly very, very important from that perspective of maintaining the health of the society.
What is meant by prevention and treatment of hearing loss at the primary level?
So when we talk about prevention of hearing loss at primary level, we are essentially referring to strategies such as immunization, such as raising awareness about what to do and what not to do so that ear diseases can be prevented, how early identification of hearing loss can be helped. When we talk about identification and treatment, we also mean providing services through trained primary level health service providers at the community level or at the grassroots level so that ear infections can be diagnosed very early in their stage of evolution and they can be treated with antibiotics, with other medical means, sometimes surgical means, so that they do not progress to the stage of hearing loss. And when hearing loss does occur, there is access to the required hearing aids and other hearing care services, which will help to prevent or treat the hearing loss.
What is involved in training health personnel to be able to prevent and care for hearing loss?
Training of health workers to prevent and care for hearing loss can be undertaken with the help of some training manuals, which have been developed by WHO specifically for this purpose, and addressing the various requirements, the educational level of healthcare providers, and the role that they are intended to play in the community. WHO has three levels of training manuals, and with the help of these, we can raise the level of knowledge in the health workers who are providing various services such as maternal and child health, immunization, etc., so that they can provide hearing care. Training needs also refer to the need to develop professionally trained staff in the sense that we need to have people who are trained in performance of micro-ear surgery and audiology, speech therapy, so that the required care can be provided. So there are two levels of training, you can say. One is the training of the health workers and the other is the professional training.